It's all connected.
Yeah, folks, it is all connected, and we are back after our week off there during the technical issues experienced in Denmark. Anyway, this is the It's All Connected show here on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz. This is episode 36 of It's All Connected, and today's show is Idols and False Gods. So, and we're not talking Billy Idol here. No, no. We're not talking about car idols. as you sit there in your idling car listening to our podcast later on down the road. No. We're talking about, like, golden calves and such things.
Or presidents, though, right?
Or presidents, yes, or other globalist scumbags.
would like to be worshipped.
Oh, they demand to be worshipped, and if you don't worship them, then there's something heavily wrong with you. Anyway, I am Grimner, and my lovely co-host is Miss Circolo over there in that Denmarkian land. And if you're not over here on the Real Liberty Media site or RLMRadio.xyz, go to one of those sites. You can jump on into the chat, unless you have your own chat client and know how to get here, then that's totally different. But if you're not, or if you don't, then come on over, jump on into the chat here, and you can talk to all the fine folks that are here in the chat today, and some of the not-so-fine ones as well.
Ooh, not that crowd. We all know who those are, don't we?
Yeah, oh, of course. Anyway, just before the show, my Circle and I were talking here on the wire, and she was telling me about some of the holidays and such things that are going on, that do go on over there, I guess, on a regular basis in Denmark, and that Easter is like several days going on over there, which...
Yeah, Thursday. And then it ends on Monday.
See, that's a huge thing. Like I said here, it's a Sunday, so if you're like a working stiff, you don't get any extra days off for Easter. Generally speaking, not that I remember anyway. You just it's a Sunday. If it was on a Monday, you'd get the Monday off, or if it was a Friday, you get that off. But Good Friday's not a holiday here, so. Well, I guess it is for some people because they do whatever. But generally speaking, your employer is not going to pay you to take Good Friday off as a regular holiday thing. Because, well...
The stores are closed, too. Everything closes for Easter here.
Yeah, nothing...
So
no.
The stores were closed Thursday and Friday and Sunday and today.
No,
they
stores,
were on Saturday.
The stores don't close here even on Easter Sunday. But like on Christmas, on Christmas Day, they're closed. And I think on Thanksgiving Day, most are closed, kind of. But they've kind of pushed the Thanksgiving thing, which you guys don't have, the Thanksgiving thing into the Black Friday thing. So some of these stores will open up at a certain time of day or evening on Thanksgiving to let the greedy shoppers in there.
Everything is closed here for the most of Christmas too.
Yeah, I don't think
3 days, 3 to 4 days.
I think
there's like 2 stores open.
I think Christmas is really the only day where everything pretty much closes. And so like if you're like out on the road somewhere and looking for a meal, you better have planned ahead because you're not gonna get anything on Christmas Day.
No, that's the same here for Easter though, right? Just for 4 days. And people are off. Everybody's off on the Easter days. And then usually you're with your family and friends doing Easter lunch and working in your garden. It's spring, though, right?
Right. Yeah, sure.
It's a spring break.
Yeah. I think, I'm not positive on this, but I'm looking at my graph here, that your new computer microphone output settings are lower than they were on your old machine. So if you can adjust those up a little bit, that'd be good.
I hadn't, okay, sure. And I do that how?
I don't know. Whoa.
What the fuck? You can't say stuff like that, man.
Well, I did.
Okay. I don't know.
Just pretend that when you're talking, just pretend you're yelling at Flash for doing something wrong, and it'll come out louder.
I don't do that. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? I don't know. Am I better now? I can speak really loud.
Yeah, it was okay. Anyway, I'm just saying to you that it was lower so that, yeah, okay. you're lower than me.
Am I better now? I think I found the button.
Okay.
The button. I think it's better now.
All right. Yeah, it sounds
good. Want me to turn it all the way up?
Yeah,
this
go.
Is all the way up. Now it's at 800.
800. Ooh.
100. Just 800.
Oh, 800.
800.
All right. That's great. Yeah, okay. Leave it there. Leave it there.
Okay.
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 All right. So let's get into this here a little bit. False gods and idols, which is opposed to true gods and, I don't know.
Hey, Miss Mary.
Tell me.
I love you, Mary. Man, I love you.
I love you,
too. Thank you for coming, Mary.
I love you, Grammy. All right.
We miss you on the radio, Mary.
Ah, see, now you're good. All right. Tell me this, because in the Christian things, religions, things,
yeah.
most of them have the crucifix, right?
Yeah, which is, I don't understand that at all.
And would that not be considered an idol?
Yeah, wouldn't Jesus be considered a false god?
Well, and that's a whole different question, but I was focusing on the idol portion at this point.
Oh, there's tons of idling. You know that religious bullshit? There's tons of idolizing there. Oh, what was the word? Oh, man. See, I know. Can you say that word again?
Which? Idol? Oh, idolatry?
Yeah. That
okay.
word.
Okay.
Lots of that in all of religions, right? Fetishes and icons and persons to worship.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, okay.
wouldn't you say that little cross you wear around the neck, that's a fetish?
It's a fetish or an idol, yeah. So, beyond the fact that, okay, let's say that Jesus returned, okay, and he walks into the local pick a denomination Christian church, and he sees up on the wall a big thing of him.
Not the fish. No, not the fish that he wanted to be branded for, right? He really tried with the fish. He tried putting out on the market, you know?
Oh, yeah. The fish was good.
That was his logo.
The fish,
he did the whole fish thing.
The
right?
fish was good. He fed how many people with one fish, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but so let's say he comes back to Earth at this point in time, and he goes walking into one of your, like I said, pick your Christian denomination church. And inside there, there's a big thing of him on the wall, nailed to a cross and dying. I don't know for sure what he would feel about that. But, I mean, if it were me and, I came back and all these people were worshiping me, but the symbol they were using to worship me was a picture of me being tortured, and murdered, I would say, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Yeah. But you ducked a question earlier.
Which question was that?
Do you think, okay, let's not go into the whole, was Jesus real or not, right?
All right.
Let's just say, okay, do you think Jesus was a divine creature that was given the truth and was not a human, the Son of God, or do you think Jesus was a human who reached the divine insight?
Okay, so you're saying that if he was a human, that would mean that he couldn't be the Son of God.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I said, let's say that there was a Jesus, right?
Okay, there was a Jesus.
And he, for some reason, he had a divine insight into the source of everything, right? A deeper understanding that made him wise. Wise enough for people to write books about him 500 years later, right?
Right.
Does that divine insight that he spoke of, and that he came with that wisdom, was that given to him as a divine creature that isn't a son of man, but a son of God? Or was that a son of man that found and derived that meaning?
Well, I think, there's large gaps in the Bible about the life of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We know when he was born, and then we know him when he's a fully grown guy. So there's these big gaps there that we don't know what happened during that point in time. So I would assume that, like the Buddha, he did...
Or Batman.
Batman.
Yeah.
So let's not bring Batman into this. All right.
That's the same.
No, but...
And got wise from the old ancient knowledge, right?
I don't think Batman ever got wise from anything.
He went away to the people who were going to destroy all of Gotham, right? To learn how all that martial art.
I really don't know much about Batman.
Okay, well, he has the same story as Jesus, though.
He does?
Yeah, Batman went to a monastery when he was
really?
A young teenager, and he grew that divine, martial art, blah, blah, yeah.
I had no idea.
Just like, then came back and was Batman, saving Gotham from this cult that was going to destroy Gotham.
I had no idea.
Okay, but it's the same story. It's Jesus' story, though, right?
Well, I don't know. Jesus didn't have, that utility belt with all the nifty little gadgets.
No, but he went away, though. I'm agreeing with your story. He went away.
Okay.
He went somewhere and sought knowledge, though, right? Either he was called to, or he went somewhere to seek out knowledge.
All right. Is that in, the original Batman comic books?
I think it is the cult thing about the order of something that's trying to destroy... no flashes, no.
All right. Okay, well, I saw, there was some stupid TV show, I forget what they called it, five, 10 years ago. Anyway, and it showed Batman as a child, I forget what's his name, Bruce Wayne.
That was a fun show, though,
oh, okay.
But they did other stories about him way earlier where he grows up in a monastery.
Okay, so anyway, he saw his parents being killed by some muggers or whatever. And that's what drove him to become this superhero dude.
Yeah.
And that's really all I know.
Well, okay, let's get back to the Jesus thing that you're avoiding.
Okay, so, no, I'm not avoiding. I'm not avoiding. But I would assume that Jesus, like the Buddha, went to some place of solitude where he could meditate for weeks on end. And gained knowledge of the universe, the workings of the universe, the workings of the earth and the people, so that he could have that wisdom and be able to impart that upon his flock, whatever you want to call them, his followers.
Would you then say he was a human? Because if he could do it then, right, then we all can do it, though.
Well, no, and I think we can. I mean, to say that, okay, let's say people call Jesus the Son of God, right?
Mm.
Well, aren't you the daughter of God then? Am I not the Son of God as well?
That depends on which God. I'm not sure I want to be. There are some of the gods I really don't want to be.
Okay, from the main Judeo-Christian God.
I really don't want to be related to that guy, no.
Okay, and why don't you?
Because he killed and murdered a whole lot of people and raped women and...
He did?
And he commanded humans to do it to each other.
Okay, I must have missed that part.
I don't
part.
Think I want to be,
I
you know, his
I must have missed that part of the book. I don't remember God as a rapist or a murderer.
Really?
Well, he was a murderer. I mean, but it was his own creations that he was getting rid of, right? Because he...
That doesn't matter, though. Still cruel. If you give birth to sentient beings that have feelings and emotions and can feel pain, then that doesn't mean you get to torture them and kill them off like they're toys just because you created them.
Well, but...
That makes you cruel.
Yeah, because there was that kind of thing where he messed up and he let those angels come down and intermingle with the humans, right?
Yeah.
And so they did, and then they were like, they didn't like the humans, and so they were the angel people. People? Are they people? Anyway, I don't know. Angel beings.
I'm just saying that, right? That if Jesus could reach the source, right?
Okay.
Because then let's go to a not angry, because yes, Mary, that was an angry, bitter, violent, deadly, nasty, cruel God, though, right?
Well, yeah, but he...
Probably because that was what people was to each other.
Because of his own angels, which I don't really understand exactly what those are, other than they were, you know, some other beings that were in the area wherever he is. People call it heaven. So I don't know. Anyway, so they came down to Earth to intermingle with the humans, and then they, you know, mated with the humans, and they had these...
Probably raped. Should we just not say that?
No, because I don't... Whatever. A lot of them, because they came down here, and they didn't like the humans because God favored the humans over the angels because they were his creation, right?
Did you not hear how human-liked all this and petty all this is?
Sure.
Because I'm going to go with beyond all that, right?
Well,
is the truth.
Here's the thing, though. It sounds that way via the Bible, but see, the Bible was written by people, by humans.
I don't think any of all that shit happened, though.
Well, who knows what happened, but the Bible...
Then let me put it this way. I don't think the Bible, any of the text, whether they're being the canonical and the non-canonical, I don't think anything that describes that creature, that I'm going to call that Abrahamic God, there's no way any of that describes the source of love and creation in this universe. Those two things are not the same.
Okay.
That's just my point. I know that's a pretty definitive point. And I'm sorry if you have a different point, but that's how I'm going to roll with it.
Well, no, I go with it. I mean, it's a purely energy thing. And that's what...
And if Jesus could find the way to derive that meaning from existing on this planet, in this universe, right?
Right.
And give that on to such an extent, because somebody walked the earth and touched human beings in a deeper way than most people are able to. Would you think that too, right? Somebody did that.
Run that past me again.
Somebody, a.k.a. Jesus or whatever we would call him, somebody, maybe more than once, but somebody walked the earth back then who had found a wisdom that made him or her able to connect to humans in a different way, right? Jesus found some knowledge.
Right, which of course, any of us could do or can have the capability of doing.
So I would say, then why would you worship Jesus, though? Why wouldn't you just, you know,
well,
find the divine insight he found? Why not mimic him? Why worship? Why?
Well,
because a lot of the Christian faith will say that the way to source goes through Jesus. That's the whole Christian foundation, that you can't find that source yourself, that you go through Jesus.
No, but you can. Okay, okay. So if they believe you need to go through Jesus in order to find that, then
yes,
they are.
I would say that those are false gods.
Well, they're misguided humans, is what I think. More than being false gods, it's misguided humans. I have to go back to the Buddha, because he gained his knowledge. In the same way that Odin did, basically, if you're familiar with the story of Odin hanging from the tree, which he did, and gave his eye in order to be able to to drink from the fountain and gain that knowledge, which of course that's not an exact interpretation of what happened, but it's showing the sacrifice required in order for you or anybody else. To be able to gain the knowledge of the universe, of the workings of the infrastructure, is that a good word? of the universe, yeah. In order to get the understanding of how things work. And so I think a lot of these stories are basically the same story, but told with a geographical spin on it, right? So if you were from India or wherever, the Buddhist Nepal hang out at, or if you're from the your area of the world, the Germanic lands up there, then it would have been Odin. And if Central Europe after the Pope came through and killed a whole bunch of people to force them to believe the way he wanted them to believe. I think most of these are really the same story, but told with, like I said, the geographical spin depending on your location. So, but it all goes back to the main thing is getting to understand why we're here, how we're here, what is here. Because, that's a huge question. People think, oh, we're on Earth. Okay, great. What's Earth? Where did it come from?
I don't care so much about the why, though. I'm more of a how and what kind of person.
Okay, well, then you...
Why we here doesn't... I don't find it... The why is not that interesting to me.
It's not? Okay.
The how are we here and what are we here? I find that it's very interesting, but why?
Okay. How are we here?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are we here?
Yeah, and what
is here? I'm prone to believing in the whole we were, nothing sneezed something into existence that went out of, spun out of control and created a universe. And did create a multiverse, though. That's what I'm going to think. I think it's a sneeze. I think the how is just—it's a big old sneeze.
Well, I think that this, what we perceive as this 3D reality of ourselves, the Earth, the universe, the galaxies, whatever—I think it's just a big—it's a computer program. Because the first time you go through and you code a bunch, your virtual world. I don't know if you've done any gaming programming or not. But when you start that program, that universe that you've just programmed comes into being, and everything within that universe that you programmed comes into being.
I just think it's the other way around, though, Brenner.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think?
I think that everything in life and the omni and the multiverse. I think that's a very complex that we rendered into a concept of a computer.
Well, but we couldn't have rendered it if we hadn't already been rendered.
No.
Right?
No. But I think it's way more, let's just go, because deep down, everything is one big illusion, right? There is no table. Do we agree on that? There is no table.
There's not, however, we can perceive it as it is.
All this that you see and all this that is the universe and galaxies from the micro to the macro, right?
Okay.
That is merely our beings creating it as we interact with it. Because it does not exist.
Right.
At its profound level, it does not exist.
True, but in order for us to be able to create it, to make it seem, feel, act real in this 3D, you know, universe.
You have basic interactions, right?
Yeah.
Basic rules of interactions that you, in a chaos loop with feedback, just endlessly repeats itself, right?
Yes.
So it's more actions or rules or interactions than there's nothing physical in anything.
Right, but it's perceived as physical and
in the metaphysic. Yeah, it is.
And
but that's a human ability to create all that. That's a human ability to do all that.
Yeah.
Not just a human ability, though. I'm pretty sure Hannah knows how to do it, too.
You think?
She walks on the sidewalks. I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
I'm just saying that deep down, right, from all that, so I would say that the same with the presidents and the status and the teachers, they're all there to teach you, to sway you away from the truth.
Right. They want you to believe in the existence that they want to create.
They want you to believe that you are powerless and worthless and pointless and greedy and stupid and a waste and a horrible being. That's what they want humans to believe about themselves, that they hold nothing, that they can do nothing, and that they are nothing.
Okay.
That's the truth they want to sell you. Whether it's being the state or the politicians or the teachers or the priests or the wise men or the people who try to, all the false gods, all the ones who teaches you idols, instead of leading you towards the source, right?
Right. But answer me this. You think or you believe that we need to be led towards the source to find the source.
No, I don't. I think you have to be let go. I think you have to be set free to find the source.
Okay, but is this? Do you think? Do you believe that the source is actually within you?
Yeah,
I think it is.
I think it's everywhere.
Yeah,
I think it is.
It's in everything.
It's not in you. I think it is you. I think.
Well, yeah, you can't separate it because you know why?
It's all connected.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. Yes, right. So it's in that. It's when they, you know, the false gods will teach you that you are separated from what is. They are also the same voices that will tell you that what isn't is somehow more perfect than what is.
Right. Yeah, they want you to.
They want you to always be discontent and in oppose and in struggle with what is.
So
instead of finding that peace and calm that comes from understanding what is, sitting at what is, and just expanding what it is.
Right. They want
there
they,
you find source. Right.
They want you to play follow the leader.
Yeah,
and that
they want you to get through source through Jesus, through my words, to this book, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through my teachings,
right? And you know that's one of the things that always bothered me extremely about the Bible is mm-hmm. Why is there this King James version or the other versions that came before that or since then? But this guy, this King James, decided he was going to rewrite things to fit his rule, that made things more powerful for him during his day, right? And people just accepted they went through and they modified this book. They took out some of the books that were in there, and hid those, and that's all fine. That's all okay.
No, they rewrote it from a polytheistic piece of literature to a monotheistic. It was rewritten from many gods to one god.
Okay, so then if that be true, if that be the case, then the Ten Commandments, you're familiar with those?
Which is repetition and would make a lot more sense if there is more than one God, though, isn't it?
Well, and he says that you will have no other gods before me. Meaning that by saying that there are other gods, right?
I don't think Source cares, though. I think Source does not care what you do. I don't think that's how it
No, I'm just talking about how it was written in the Bible.
The guy who wrote the Ten Commandments has a really small prick. Yeah, I know. Really small dick.
All right.
It's all about, first of all, it's all about, you can't worship anybody but me. So you have to only masturbate to my name and my image, right? That's pretty much it. And then the other really lovely thing about the commandment is how it, you know, tells you that you have to treat your livestock and your wife and your slaves in a nice way, right?
I don't know that commandment.
No.
About treating your livestock well.
you have to. You can't covet your neighbor's livestock or wife. Isn't that how it is? In that order?
I guess. You're not supposed to covet your neighbor's wife. I don't know about their livestock. I mean, maybe if you're from Arkansas, then you covet livestock.
I don't know. I don't think it was written from a God who would see all human beings in an equal way, though.
I got to poke
I'm not a big fan of that Christian war God.
Which war God?
The Christian one, the Christian guy who likes the wars. The guy who is in the Bible.
So the regular, or the...
Yeah, what's his name? Yahweh?
Yahweh?
Yeah, isn't that his name?
I don't know. I mean, they say you can't actually say his name, whatever. You wouldn't understand his name or be able to listen to his voice.
No.
Various things like that. So,
yeah, I think there were a couple of different gods, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Was just one of them.
But you're not, yeah.
But I think Yahweh was the guy who really liked the wars. He's the blood sacrifice guy. You have to sacrifice tons of blood, so virgins and children and stuff too.
I thought that was Mars, was the god of war. Romans?
I don't know. Isn't there a lot in the Bible about that? You know, killing virgins and raping them and, you know.
Hitting and stuff. Yeah, I don't know about that part. I didn't read it. I mean, I've read parts of it.
You ever noticed how the religion of love that we call Christianity is all about hate and war, and the religion of wisdom that we call Judaism is all about secrecy and occultism, and the religion of peace we call Islam is all about wars and hate too.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how that is? One would almost think that they're trying to stray you away from the truth that when it all comes down to it, right? We're all, you know, just Source.
Well, they would if they could see past their own little inadequacies in their brains and actually tune in to the the chord. I will call it the chord. It's a frequency, right? Anyway, so
anyway,
I mean everything's frequency and energy, right? Isn't that?
I would say.
Would you agree with that?
I would say.
All right.
I kind of like the string thing.
The string thing.
I know
thing.
It's not real, but I kind of like the string theory vibe to things.
Why do you say that's not real?
Well, I think it's been disproven with the I think some theory disproved it a while ago. Something.
I think string theory is still up in the air.
I kind of like it though.
Yeah, no,
it speaks to me it speaks to me. The idea of little energy strings that vibrates and have different shapes and hang out in teeny tiny dimensions and just shape everything.
Right. Well, but
when you interact with it, that's the beauty of it, right? So it's in a hyper state, but when you interact with it or something interacts with it, it you know.
Right. And you know, actually don't even have to interact. You just have to observe it in order to modify it.
Yeah.
Your observation of whatever.
That's an interaction, just to observing it, just to being in it is an interaction. That's kind of amazing, though. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's because if you look at how much of the knowledge that are given to people or spoon-fed mainly to people will take you away from that understanding of how connected everything is.
Okay. I'm just mulling that over. I'm not gone. I'm here.
Oh, you were thinking.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, wrap my head around your concepts, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I see an awful lot of that thing I can't pronounce, idolatry. A lot of worshiping, though, right?
Okay. Well, there is. I mean, okay. Most of the idolatry comes down to the American flag in this country. It's, you will pledge allegiance to this piece of cloth, that's idolatry, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pledging allegiance to a piece of cloth? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And but you also have all the famous people and the influencers and the know-it-alls. And I would assume, because I have all these prejudices about what life is like in America, so I would assume you have a fuckload of priests too that are preying on this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I sometimes watch some of those TV priests and evangelists on YouTube, and they're kind of fucked up, Grimner.
Oh, they're totally. I've never seen one of those. I mean, they're just there trying to get a bunch of money. That's all they're doing.
You see the guy who got himself an airplane. And then the minute he had it, he'd said on the radio that, give me more money because God said I needed two.
Oh, yeah. You got to have two planes, one for...
two private jets, you know.
Yep, and 16 houses and 47 Cadillacs and, yeah.
I saw one clip where he's explaining to people how they can take up loans on their credit cards to send him more money for his second airplane.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all over that. Yeah, you bet, buddy. Gonna mortgage my house to buy you a plane.
And people fall for that? People do that?
Apparently, yeah.
They call it sowing seeds.
Ah, whatever. A preacher. I think that's probably that Joel Osteen guy, right? Yeah? Is that the guy? Joel Osteen?
I don't know. I've seen different kinds of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. the fate healers and they're predators, man.
Oh wait, I gotta.
I just don't get. I mean, what kind of world where we are? He's a priest to me, Moose Girl. They're all priests to me. Priest, general, kings. That's it. Priest. They wear the badge of the good Lord of the Christian Bible. Ugh.
All right, we got to do this thing here. It'll take. Oh, that's way too long. I don't want that.
What?
Well, these are both way too long.
What would you?
Oh no, I had this commercial to do, but I'm gonna have to go through it and edit it down. I don't want to play a 6-minute commercial.
Oh no.
No, I don't want to do that. Anyway, no. The redneck dentist. Have you heard him yet?
No.
Oh, he comes. He comes on Saturdays. His show is the Redneck Dentist. He's Doc Mike, and he does.
Well,
really...
I think I heard half an hour of the
okay.
show.
He does a good show. Anyway, he made these commercials, but they're like long, so I'm gonna have to go through and edit one down to make it. Yeah, that's too long for a commercial. 5.5 minutes. So sorry. I was gonna play one right now, but I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, you're gonna do a little. Oh, that's a good idea, though. Do little plugins.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. It was a good commercial listening on his show, but I don't want to do 6 minutes or 5.5 minutes.
No, but you could make little 30-second plugins.
Yeah, right, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. This is totally unrelated to anything we've been talking about or that is planned for the show.
Okay.
Have you ever been up in the middle of the night and decided, and you got an email about something, oh, I'm going to buy that? And you bought it right there in the middle of the night?
No. No, I have not.
I did last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get up in the middle? As you got up?
No, I was.
Or you were up?
I was up. And,
okay.
You know, I sit here in the RLM chat for, you know, hours, and then I'll go and watch a movie.
Yes.
You know, pretty much every night. And then after I'm done watching whatever movies, then I'll come back in here and, you know, close things out, check my email. Anyway, so there's this website, Woot. You familiar with Woot?
No.
Okay.
But it sounds fun. It's like Wish, maybe? Chinese crap?
No. These are all good.
Okay.
They have good items.
Okay.
So anyway, I got this email from Woot about this lawnmower.
A lawnmower?
And see, I bought a new mower like 4 years ago, and it's a great mower, I guess, but it's been giving me hassles lately, and I'll still keep that and fix it and make it work right, but at this point in time, it's a gas mower, and I gotta like flip it up on its side. I don't know why, but that makes I can make it start after that. But if I'm mowing the lawn and it you know gets bogged down in heavy grass, it'll choke out, and then I'll have to flip it up on its side in order to get started again. I really have no idea why. I just found that out by accident when. Anyway, so there was this mower there. It's a Greenworks.
So you got yourself a mower.
Yeah, so I spent $200 in the middle of the night. which
on a mower.
On a mower, yeah, $200.
I think you are in spring mode then.
Well, I am to the degree that
spontaneously buying garden stuff.
Well, I am to the degree that knowing that stuff is going to start growing and I'm going to have to cut it down.
Yeah, isn't it awesome?
So that's
I built a new planting bed like last week. It's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the mower that I got. It's a electric cordless with the batteries and crap like that.
Yes.
Anyway, I was just wondering if, you know, you ever, in the middle of the night, oh, look at this, I'm going to buy that.
I never did.
It was like,
I sometimes look at stuff in the middle of the night, and then I put it in a shopping bag and go to bed.
Yeah. Well, I was worried. I was worried that this was going to sell out, but they're not sold out yet. Because a lot of stuff on Woot sells out. Like I'll see it at night and then I'll look at it in the morning and it's already gone. Because they have a limited amount that they sell. Either way, it's like a $400 mower they got for $200. So whatever.
Yeah.
That's what Woot is. Nice. They like have deals, you know, daily deals and stuff like that.
Oh.
Anyway.
We had 1 year where I felt like Grammy Mary. I was mowing all the time, so that's when I decided to just cut the garden in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kept on, oh man, I'm like Mary now. I'm mowing all the time. Because Mary, remember when Mary was mowing and mowing and mowing and mowing?
Yeah, well, she had a riding mower, right? She had a riding mower.
Still, that was like hours every weekend she was mowing.
That's what happens when you get a bunch of property.
I know. So I was mowing all the time. I thought, man, you don't even have a cool ride like Mary. You're just walking around in lines like an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I still do that, but we cut the garden down to half.
All right.
Then
well,
I'm just going to do wildflowers and puppies and stuff in the other bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Anyway, I was just wondering. You know, I don't go around buying stuff in the middle of the night.
No, so it must have been an odd experience for you.
Well, I saw it and I was like, oh, I could definitely, that would definitely, because I don't want to fight with a mower before I start mowing the lawn, because then you're already tired out before you get to even started mowing the lawn. With one of these, you know, you just mow it.
Have you ever wondered why, you know, lawn mowers and stuff for the garden are often lime green?
Well, this
tons of lime green.
This company is called Greenworks, so.
Oh, so that could be why.
And I have a Greenworks chainsaw.
Yes.
So I know they're a good company. You know, they make good products, and I looked at all the reviews, and they're very good on this particular one. So.
That is one of my favorite things, though. Right, on a summer day, to sit out in the. You know, on your lawn when it's just been mowed and just look at it. That, you know.
Yes, the god of chainsaws is pleased. Thanks, yes. Flash. Anyway, that was enough of a little side distraction there. I was just thinking about it and thought I'd ask you if that was a personal experience of yours at any point.
To purchase. Spontaneously night shop lawnmowers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like 1 a.m. You know, and I'm on my way, you know, to you know, take care of my end of the night duties. You know, close down stuff on the computer that I didn't need, and you know, go brush the teeth and hit the bed. That kind of stuff. And so in between, I got distracted because normally I don't really pay attention to anything at that time of night. I'm just ready to go.
You don't howl at the moon?
Well, I do
I've
that.
Thought you were kind of the howling at the moon kind of guy before you went to bed.
Well, I do that some nights, but not every night.
Not when the coyotes are out.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Right.
We've been doing a lot of fires the last couple of days because we had some really nice spring weather. You know, some really beautiful days where you could be outside with no coats on.
Oh, yeah, you have a fire. You have
a
fire pit in your yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't just set the neighbor's house on fire.
Oh, well, that could be festive.
Yeah. And then today, it snowed.
Yeah. Well,
then it got really cold today, and then it just suddenly started snowing.
It's 77 degrees here.
Yeah.
Ain't no
snow. So I was glad because I built up the whole planting bed thing from the garden. I built up the whole garden for next year. And I'm slowly filling the whole planting beds and building them up and all that. So it's a good thing I'm a little behind because, you know, if I planted.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I expect there to be a few more frosts coming through here. It's typical for New Mexico. You know, we're high desert, so we get those.
So I'm thinking 2 weeks then.
Yeah, we get those up like I think through Mother's Day. I think they tell you not to really plant anything that you can't bring inside before Mother's Day.
No.
Which is I don't know what day that is. Sometime in May.
But I don't know. I'm counting on doing peas in late April.
Peas grow pretty fast, so you could do those a couple times.
Yeah.
Peas and green beans both grow pretty fast.
Yeah. I wanted two different kinds.
Strawberry,
some sugar snaps and some...
And what?
Did you disappear?
No, I'm here. I'm waiting for you to talk. You said you You said you bought some, you wanted some sugar snaps and then you trailed.
And some regular peas.
Oh, okay.
I must have just thought the rest.
Yeah, you just trailed off. I want some sugar snaps and... okay. All right.
I thought you said something and now I go, okay.
No.
Well, no. You're not going to do a garden this... this summer?
I have a different plan. I'm going to grow weed.
Oh, so you're building up.
Yeah. And I plan on doing that inside under lights.
Okay.
And I may do, you know, some white sage outside. I don't plan on growing any regular produce, but...
not even like a... single cucumber, or you know,
I'm not really a fan of cucumbers. Tomatoes I like,
but it's just the fun of it, you know, having a little plant, you go by, say hi to it every day, and see flower, and now it's a little tomato.
Well, I have enough compost to make a small gardening area, and that was my problem a couple of years ago when I did my garden. It was just the dirt that came naturally with the house, and stuff started to grow and then stopped because I think it hit like a hard bottom. It's clay. It's clay soil here.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've been building up this compost heap for the last couple of years, and so I could till that in, and get some decent soil going there.
Last year I got this big bag of rose soil and just put it in one big pot. It's a bottomless pot, right? Just a round thing with no bottom.
A tube.
A big one, right? Yeah, a tube.
Yeah.
That would be it. You know, big tube. It stands on the ground and I just filled it with this rose dirt, right?
All right.
Which was like half horse manure and half dirt. It smelled like that, right? And I put a teeny tiny tomato plant into that, just... let that be. And it grew into the biggest tomato plant I've ever seen. She ended up with like six big arms, and I must have gotten like more than 60 tomatoes off her.
Wow.
From one plant, and just because I bought that bag of rose soil. Because what I'm doing, I build up four big planting beds that are almost half a meter high. And right now I'm filling them with small branches and leaves and, you know, garden trash, really. And I'm going to just fill them up with that and let that, you know, stump that in. And then I'm going to put, I'm going to buy soil, you know, like veggie soil. That's probably, you know, that has the nutrition and stuff in it, right?
Right,
and I'm
it's got the right, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I got a greenhouse thing that I can put on top of one of the planting beds. So one of them will be with a greenhouse thing on top. So I'm thinking some lettuce and radishes and stuff like that in there.
Cool.
But I'm definitely buying the soil.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Sounds like a fun, good time occupier there.
Yeah. I've been doing that for a couple of years now, you know.
Okay, well, do we have anything more to say about idols?
The false gods? I will say this, that don't listen to them, though.
Don't listen to who?
The people who tell you that you have to go through them.
Oh, okay, don't listen to the
human.
To
find power, to find a source of whatever. You don't need to go through anybody to find source or to find your power or to do what you want to.
Absolutely
you
not.
You can
yeah.
do all that.
Yeah, you could do it all. Just you need to, and I think this is kind of what Moose Girl and I talked about on our show last week, the Free Your Mind show. Did you hear that show?
No, I have not listened to that yet.
Gee, all right. Anyway, what we were talking about was hallucinogenics mostly.
Yes.
Okay. And my take on that is the hallucinogenics allow you to connect to the source in a easier way, or a more direct path, because it does. It allows your mind to open up to the possibilities in the avenues that you need. Well, you don't need, but that are very helpful. Well, as I explained on that show, you can get there without the hallucinogenics if you have a already open and free mind.
Yes.
But a lot of people don't. You know, a lot of people are, you know, because you've had a whole lifetime of brainwashing and propaganda and nonsense fed at you that, you know, the government is this wonderful thing, the church is this wonderful thing. And as you were saying, that these people telling you that you got to go through them in order to get there, and you're never really going to get there. Only the church or the government will get there, and then they'll tell you how they interpret what they saw there.
Yeah.
Of course, they never got there in the first place because they don't.
It's like state. You got to go through parliament to empower your own life. What the fuck?
Right.
No, see, they're married to church, man. State and church are married. Right. No.
Sure they're are.
Evil people.
It's
the evil. That's the void.
They all started off as religion and converted themselves to state.
Exactly. Just as they all started off as polytheistic and they slowly converted themselves like a parasite. This warmongering, I don't know what else to call him, but Abrahamic dude guy. You know, the Yahweh dude, whatever name is, he came in and then everything is war, man. I don't know. Don't listen to those people. You can do what you want and you have the power over your own life. There is no parliament that you have to go through to unlock your own power. That's a big old fat lie.
Right. You're as free as you want to be if you realize it.
Yes. And anybody, any priest, any politician, any guru, any helper, any mentor, any coach who says that you will have to go through them to get to where you want to be is not trying to help you. They're trying to sell you bullshit. They're trying to gain your power and they're trying to get your money.
Yeah.
Scammers.
So anyway, as far as, your connection, it's there. It's always there. You're always connected to the source, if whatever you want to call
you
it.
You are.
It is you. You are the source, and you're connected to the source, and the source is connected to everything. Call it the source, whatever. You can call it however you like. If you need it to be, a physical image entity to wrap your mind around, it can appear however you like.
The wisdom of it, it is not outside you. It is not something. The source is not something away from you, right?
No.
You can't be us.
It can't be away from you, and you can't be away from it.
It's the very fabric. It's everything. It's the very fabric.
But you have to have the realization that it's there.
Yeah.
Or else you're just, it's like, you know, driving blindfolded otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, that never works. That doesn't come out well in the end.
No, it doesn't. But it's funny, though, because everything, though, right? However, maybe the points in itself, you know, are not connected. Everything that is everything is connected through the original idea, right?
Sure.
The source. So that is what is connecting everything, is the original idea.
Right, through the energy, the energy and the frequency.
That exploded. That happened in that moment. In that moment when the idea was born, that gave birth to all of this, though, right?
Right. All of this and much more than you'll ever see. Physically, because we're trapped within this little zone called the universe.
Yeah.
This, and I say the universe is a little zone because it is, compared to all else that's out there. Which there's many varieties of universes.
Which is why when you think that your vision is limited and you have no choices, it's time to close your eyes, right?
It may be. And now it's time to close the show because we're like at the end here.
That was an hour.
Yeah, that was an hour. Anyway, thanks, sir. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. And we'll be back next Monday, hopefully, assuming Cirque's new computer keeps running. Which it will.
It will. Why would you jinx it?
I don't want to jinx it.
You fucking jinx her.
No. I'm sure she's a wonderful machine.
And if God and Lennon wants it, right?
God and Lennon?
We will be here next Monday if God and Lennon wants it.
Which Lennon? John Lennon?
No, the original Lennon.
Vladimir?
Yes.
Okay. I prefer having John Lennon be the guy. Anyway.
Love you, Mary. Yeah, with peace and love.
Yeah. It's possible tomorrow there will be a new episode of The Redneck Dentist. He said he wants to start doing Tuesday shows, so I haven't spoken with him much about it yet, but it's possible that he'll be coming on, say, 7 p.m. Eastern or somewhere in there. I'm not exactly sure on his time yet. But he said leading on up into the Clyde Lewis show, which starts at 8 my time, which would be 10 Eastern. So I guess his show might be 9 Eastern. I'll have to figure that all out. Not a big deal. Anyway, if he comes on, it'll be up there in the archives afterwards, in case you miss it. Then on Thursday is myself and the Moose with Free Your Mind at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Friday is Vin E comes on and does his show so easily at 1 Eastern on Fridays. And then just check the schedule over there on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz for all the rest of the shows coming up. And I guess that's it. You got anything else?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Okay, well.
Stay sober or something.
Stay sober?
I don't know. Yes, don't get drunk on life, man. Stay sober.
Get high. All right.
Get high.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Fuck y'all. Yeah.
What the peace?
What the fuck peace?